Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Maria Boynton. The latest unemployment figures are in for the state of Georgia, and like the rest of the country, the world even, we are dealing in a pandemic, COVID-19, the coronavirus, in which businesses have closed and many have lost jobs and income. Joining me now is Georgia Labor Commissioner Mark Butler. 30 million jobs in the nation lost. So what are Georgia's numbers, Mr. Butler?
Well, right now, April's preliminary unemployment rate is going to set at right at 11.9%, which is going to be the highest on record. The previous record was 10.6%. But understand that unlike the previous record, which was based on economic factors, this one is based on the COVID-19 health emergency. So it is really not based on an economic downturn. It is kind of a self-imposed one. So even though we are sitting at a record high, most of this is going to be temporary in nature. However, we do foresee, at least in the next few months, we are going to see some permanent layoffs that are going to occur because of this. The good news is we do have a lot of job openings right now in the metro Atlanta area and also throughout Georgia right now. As a matter of fact, we're sitting at around 80,000 job openings currently advertised on Employ Georgia right now.
How is the process going in getting people their unemployment money?
Well, right now we have processed over 2 million initial claims. And when it comes to processing claims, we're one of the top states as far as getting those processed. And as of this past week, we've paid out right at $3.7 billion in just basically the last 2.5 months. When it comes to paying out both state and federal unemployment monies. And we've also have already paid out to over 650,000 Georgians right now.
We're talking to Mark Butler, the Labor Commissioner for the state of Georgia. For those yet to start receiving unemployment funds, what should they do?
When you talk about individuals that have not received some of their funds, some of those are actually going to be individuals that have, you know, either have some serious issues with their claim or they're, you know, newly applied and are still waiting approval. One of the big issues that we're having right now is we're having a lot of unnecessary phone calls that are being generated. Sometimes when you deal with some minor issues, you have some issues that can be solved online. We're getting a lot of people calling in right now for things that can be answered online, which is preventing us from getting contact with individuals that have some serious issues with their claims. And mainly when you consider the fact that the sheer volume of the individuals who were applying for unemployment, and you also take a look at the number of individuals who were trying to solve those problems, you're basically talking 2 million to 1,000. So it makes it extremely difficult when we have issues that pop up that maybe, you know, somebody just applied, you know, this past week, and they keep calling, you know, several times a day to find out, you know, where they are in the process right now, which, you know, if they go online, they can see that there is a process they have to go through that takes some time. And so we're trying to encourage people not to call unless they have been notified or see that there is a serious issue with a claim or their claim has been sitting out there in excess of over, you know, say 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, they haven't heard anything or there's been no payments. Some of the common things that we're seeing right now with people not getting paid have to do with the fact that, in fact, there's over 40,000 people out there right now in Georgia that actually are fully approved for unemployment who have not gone in and tried to claim or actually ask for the payment for the weeks that they're unemployed, which is part of the process, which is in the instructions. And so we want to remind the listeners out there that if you have applied for unemployment and you have received notification from us that you've been approved, make sure that you've also gone in and you have claimed all the weeks of unemployment that you need to through the system that we have right now. And it's two different systems, one for the self-employed and one for regular claimants, because right now we do have an extreme high amount of number of individuals who are not getting paid right now because they haven't requested payment.
And how does one go about applying for unemployment benefits?
All the applications to be able to apply for unemployment, all the instructions on how to, and also any type of instructions are all being found online right now on the Georgia Department of Labor's website.
Talking to Mark Butler, Labor Commissioner for Georgia, what would you like for the public to understand about the losses and how your office is working to help them?
I can tell you that right now, you know, since the emergency situation started and a little bit before that, you know, basically going back to March 16th, you know, our employees at the Department of Labor have been working seven-day work weeks, in a lot of cases anywhere from, you know, 10 to 14 hours a day. And also we brought back a lot of retirees that have volunteered to come back to help us, and also we've contracted out with some temporary help to try to be able to process and get people paid. However, you know, when you're talking about the sheer large numbers of claims being filed, it's almost impossible to scale up to something like this, which has never happened before. You take the worst year of the recession, which was 2009, you had a total of 1 million claims filed in that entire year. We've already basically doubled that in a span of 2 months. It's been a very heavy lift, and, you know, we got a lot of folks here at Department of Labor that have been giving it their all in coming into work every day for 7 days a week now since this started to try to make sure that we're helping out Georgia's families.
Been talking with Georgia Labor Commissioner Mark Butler. You can find links and more information on our station website and also at radio.com. I'm Maria Boynton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.